from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Feels like it's a huge week for some players on the roster bubble here, and probably the position. Look, the skill positions get the most discussion. I would imagine that there is some question about whether or not they're keeping three quarterbacks. There's no doubt that they're keeping Hendon Hooker. So is it, are they going to go with Nate Sudfeld as well? Does he take a roster spot? The running backs, I mean, there's no question that there's great excitement about Sione Vaki. But is he ready to be RB3 on a team, you know, with Craig Reynolds, who they know can do the job? I mean, they're not, they've gotten to the point where they're in the business of winning a Super Bowl, not in the business of developing players and hanging on to guys. And like, if Craig Reynolds is this tiny little bit better than Sione Vaki, I think you have to keep him because you're trying to win a Super Bowl. And you keep Vaki too, but you know, if Vaki has a huge week, does it put Craig Reynolds on the bubble? I don't know if that's even in play for them. And then there's the wide receiver spot, which gets a ton of questions and seems to be the most that's under question here as it pertains to this roster as it's being formulated. And Dan Campbell spoke about it today and how much they like Khalif Raymond.
Yeah, I mean, I think 4 running backs make the team. Is it too many? But with the versatility that you have with, you know, the first 2 running, and even Montgomery has versatility in catching the ball, but he's not somebody you would think would line up as wide receiver. But yeah. But because Gibbs and Vaki can, does that give them enough room where you can say, we keep Craig Reynolds? Or is Craig Reynolds trying to sneak him on the practice squad?
I mean, it could.
And I don't think he's that one's not, I don't think that was as much of a sneak.
You think they'd get him on the practice squad?
I think they could, yeah.
Well, look, I mean, the big thing here with this team is staying healthy. You're not going to. So these players that end up on the practice squad, they're going to have to make plays for you at some time. Not all of them, but guys got to make plays for you that you aren't expecting given where they are coming out of camp, out of training camp, right? I mean, it's a league of attrition. Attrition plays a huge role. So sometimes your competitiveness, your ability to win in the postseason comes down to those guys. I mean, let's face it. It hurt Detroit last year. There were guys in the secondary in that San Francisco game that couldn't make relatively rudimentary plays. I mean, there were guys on offense, too, that we expected from. But those are practice squad players that were thrown into an NFC title game that didn't make plays, right?
Correct.
And so these last few roster spots are huge in terms of who you keep and who you don't.
Yeah, I think this is it's a massive week, I think, for DPJ. Because, like Dan Miller said, it looked like he was training in the right direction, and then the game came and there really wasn't much there. It was like the weekend after the first game, you know, that it's or going into the first game, they weren't really thrilled with what was going on, and then all of a sudden he has a decent few days of practice, and it didn't really translate in game 2. So I feel like he's got to really step up because I think they need a bigger receiver, and they don't really have one on the roster outside of J-Mo, you know, and he's not necessarily big. And these other guys aren't either. They're all 6'2".
Yeah.
So maybe the answer is just flat out it's from outside the organization if they're going to look for another receiver on this team. But I hope that Isaiah Williams makes it just on his own merit. And then the last guy in the roster is somebody for size.
Somebody tweeted us or texted us and said Isaiah Williams has to be the number 4 wide receiver. You can't let him get away. Another one says, Doug, why do you keep talking about how amazing it is fans want to round out the roster? I don't know what that even means. But then he writes, we have over $40 million in cap space. Get a premier wide receiver.
I don't think they have over $40
million. They don't have over $40 million in cap space, but they do have a lot of cap space. It's 30-something. But, okay, he's got a point. Let's go to the wide receiver store and just spend the money. Like, got it. Yep. Are you talking about trading for a guy? And if so, you have to have a trade partner. You have to give something up. You can sign a free agent. Kang, you were on the Julio Jones thing. Was it last week that you brought it up?
Yeah, I just brought it up because I think the thing people are missing here with the receiving room is, like, I like Isaiah Williams too, and I actually hope he makes the team. But he's like a mix of Khalif Raymond and St. Brown, like smaller guys that play this slot. I think they're really looking for an outside guy with some size. Now, that's Julio Jones, and you don't have to be fast. I think a big body receiver that can make contested catches. Obviously, Julio Jones' best days are behind him, but he's still a big receiver. He's a veteran. He's been a leader wherever he's been. He wouldn't shake up the culture or the locker room. So it's just someone like that to look at, and it would not cost you a lot, of course.
You all your cap space.
Yeah, exactly. So, I just think that that's the type of receiver they're looking for. If they go with 4 receivers, if DPJ, I agree with you guys, DPJ, Fountain, Caden Davis, one of those guys has to step up if they want to make this team, because I think they want one of those guys to step up and make the team, because that's the type of receiver they're looking for to play the outside.
What's funny is about 20 minutes ago, we were sitting here and Brad Holmes walked right past us and we made some comments to him and he laughed and, kind of. But I wanted to say, where were you just now and what discussions were you having? Like right before you walked out, you were late for practice, yeah, and that's not your job to be at practice. You're the general manager, so you were doing something. What exactly were you doing? Exactly what you were doing before you came out here.
Spare no details.
Well, because he's got to. If you have a roster question, right? You've got agents to talk to. Hey, we might be interested. Whether it's Michael Thomas or Hunter Renfrow or Julio Jones, those free agent receivers that are out there that you're like, hey, what are you looking for? Because do you think they have those preliminary conversations? We might be interested. Do you think he talks to those guys' agents all the time? Do you think he's reaching out to teams that might have a spare part or might be looking for a draft pick?
I think if there's anybody that they've been interested in that – The agent probably knows.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about those specific players or not, but obviously the Lions have had conversations behind closed doors of what to do when it comes to rounding out the roster. Yes, they've got a lot of guys here in camp that are very capable, and they got tough cuts to make, but it doesn't stop you from looking elsewhere. And it doesn't stop you from looking for a trade if you have to make a trade. And the resource, I hate giving up the resource at this point in the season, and maybe it's something that they just say, all right, we're going to go with what we've got.
Yeah.
And then at week 6, week 7, whenever the trade deadline is, if we have to pivot, then we can pivot.
Well, it just...
And we leave ourselves the flexibility with the cap space to do so.
Are you also calling other GMs? Like, are you letting them know what your needs are? Are you going that far, or do you not want to tip your hand that much? All part of the strategy of being a general manager and... you got relationships with all these guys. You got them all on your favorites list. So, I don't know. It's intriguing, and you wonder how much of outside the organization, how heavily they are looking. But practice continues on the far side of the field. It looks like they're doing goal line work where the offense is backed up to their own goal line and trying to get out from the shadows of their own goalposts. I had remember years ago, do you remember a quarterback named Shea Patterson?
Yes.
Shea Patterson once said to me, our minimum goal when you're backed up on the shadows of your own goalposts is 2 first downs. Got to get 2 first downs. Anything beyond that's great, but the minute we got to get 2 first downs.
Got to get past the 20.
Want to make sure that we have room, that we can flip the field, that we're not giving them great field position.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.